Trump nudges Russia to get moving toward ceasefire as Witkoff meets with Putin. By Nick Gilbertson on April 11, 2025. President Donald Trump nudged Russia on Friday to get moving toward a ceasefire with Ukraine. As special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg. Trump took to Truth Social, where he underscored casualties taking place in the war. Russia has to get moving. Too many people are sick, dying, thousands a week. In a terrible and senseless war, a war that should have never happened. And wouldn't have happened, if I were president, Trump said. The post came shortly before it was confirmed that Witkoff traveled to St. Petersburg to meet with Putin on Friday, for a third time. Just before 11 a.m. Eastern, Russian news agency TASS reported that Witkoff and Putin had begun a meeting. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed Witkoff's presence in Russia and that he was meeting with top officials, including the Russian president. Watch, we want the killing to stop. J.D. Vance meets with Zelensky to work toward peace in Ukraine. And can you update us on Mr. Witkoff in Russia and what's happening with direct communications with Vladimir Putin? A reporter asked. I can confirm that Mr. Witkoff is in Russia to have direct communications with the Kremlin and with Vladimir Putin, Leavitt responded. This is another step in the negotiating process towards a ceasefire and an ultimate peace deal in Russia and Ukraine. As these negotiations are ongoing, I obviously will not get ahead of the president or his team. But I think the president has been quite clear that he has been continually frustrated with both sides of this conflict and he wants to see this fighting end, she continued. He wants the war to end. She further added that the administration believes it has leverage to strike a deal. We believe we have leverage in negotiating a deal. A peace deal, and we're going to use that leverage. And the president is determined to see this through, she said. Trump's post and Witkoff's meeting with Putin come after Trump threatened to ramp up secondary tariffs on Russian oil products earlier this month.